excited to have him back on the show. It's Jimmy Small from Iowa Speedway, president of Iowa Speedway. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine, getting all packed up, ready to head to Daytona for the next few days, kick off the NASCAR season.
Nice. Well, that's exciting, and going to go down and have some fun and watch a lot of racing action down there.
Take us with you.
How about I bring you a tan back?
And oh, well, all right, well yeah. If you can do that, well, you know, as long as it's not in a can, because I don't do that. But if you come back tan, that'll be great. Great way to get things started, and I'm sure getting you pumped for the season of racing at Iowa Speedway this year.
We certainly are, and this weather over the last few days here in Iowa has certainly reminded us of how close we're getting to race season in just a few months. So getting kicked off June 23rd and 24th with wide opening weekend was a huge hit last year. That was our first year we were able to combine the Camping World Truck Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series together, and looking forward to doing that again this season.
Awesome. We also, as we just talked about with Easton Corbin, he's going to be starting off the Napa Auto Parts Concert Series on that Friday, the 23rd. We're excited about that as well.
Same here. He'll keep the stage warm between the Truck Series on Friday night. He'll play right after that up on the Pork Party Pavilion stage, and then follow up with another Saturday night race, the Xfinity Series, the American Ethanol 250 on Saturday night.
Yeah, and I was just talking about Everclear going to be there. They're going to be down there.
I can't wait.
Taking me back to the 90s, man.
90s music is one of my favorite genres, if not my favorite genre. And Everclear's been on my list. We had Blues Traveler a couple of years ago came through, and that was one of my top favorite bands. And Everclear was right up there as well. So when the opportunity came, I was ecstatic and so excited to see them play Saturday night after the ARCA race on July 8th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've got 5-6 hits that I'd put up against anyone as far as, you know, songs that everyone's familiar with across, you know, all the genres of music. They're
Absolutely. Just a
great band.
Iconic group of the 90s, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then you're also going even further back with Grand Funk Railroad. You know, nothing goes better with rock and roll than the smell of burning rubber and gas of the fuel. You know what I mean? Gasoline.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be a lot of fun. I'm not as familiar with their music as Everclear, but I've heard a lot of good things about them internally. We've got a lot of fans within our staff at Iowa Speedway, and it really rounds up the genres of music we're going to play this year on Saturday night after the K&N, the Casey's 150 on July 28th. They'll again keep the stage warm before our final race this season, which is the U.S. Cellular 250, which will be an afternoon race this year. And it'll be broadcast on NBC, the network broadcast. It's one of the few races this year that'll be broadcast on NBC, and we're so excited to have one of those. It really speaks to the level of racing we have at Iowa Speedway that NBC would want to broadcast that in front of, you know, probably around 3 million people that will see that race. So, this season's got us excited. You can probably hear it in my voice. And, we're really looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Well, I know that, you know, our listeners can listen to our coverage of the races, even the ones at Iowa Speedway, on Kix 101.1. And I know that being a basketball fan, I would watch the games on TV and listen to the radio broadcast because, you know, radio people have a great way of describing things. Yeah. They don't rely on the visual. So, you know, an opportunity to do that as well for one of the races coming up at Iowa Speedway. That is a big deal to be a broadcast on TV like that. That's cool.
Well, it certainly is. Yeah, it's and I do the same thing with our NASCAR races. I usually turn down the volume on the TV and turn up MRN for all of the race broadcasts. Those guys do a tremendous job, and I'm glad I can tune into that on Kix 101.
Yeah, we are too. Well, thank you, Jimmy. And and so you had another event that's going to be going on at the Speedway this year, that's something that hasn't been really done in a couple of years. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Hot Rod Power Tour is something we announced the last couple weeks. We're building up towards that. That'll be June 11th, Sunday, June 11th. It's actually during our Newton Fest right there in the city of Newton. So as we celebrate the community's heritage and everything we got going on in the city of Newton, we'll cap it off on Sunday afternoon with the Hot Rod Power Tour. And That visited a few years ago before my time at Iowa CO. It was a huge hit, and this is the first chance we had to bring them back. We're expecting almost 4,000 cars enter in as sort of competitive show cars.
Wow.
So 4,000 cars, imagine that across our property. That you know, I don't know if anyone will have enough time that day to see every one of those cars, but I challenge you all to do that. Come out and visit us, have some good food, have some, you know, have a few beers within reason, and enjoy the time. But it's June 11th will really be kind of our season kickoff before the racing starts. We'll be sort of gawking at cars and, you know, making sure that we don't sprain our necks.
<All right.
laughs> Going to have to get out the old Kicks golf cart again for that one, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jimmy, well, thanks for calling in. I cannot wait for this racing season to begin.
Yeah, thanks so much.